Welcome to Conestoga 10 podcast number one for February 9th, 2006. Conestoga is Oklahoma's largest literary science fiction and fantasy convention. It will be held July 28th through the 30th, 2006 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are celebrating 10 years of Conestoga, Misha Merlin Publishing, and Yard Dog Press. Elspeth Bloodgood recently interviewed science fiction author and Conestoga co-founder Katie Wentworth. In this interview, they talk about the origin of Conestoga, a bit of its history, about why our upcoming one is so special, and if you're new to conventions, on what to expect from attending. So, without further ado, Elspeth Bloodgood interviewing Katie Wentworth.
What does it take to throw a three-day party for 500 of your closest friends? Try it every year. Author Katie Wentworth is joining me today to talk about Conestoga 10, Tulsa's literary science fiction convention, scheduled for July 28th through the 30th of 2006. Kathy, thank you for joining me. So, tell me about Conestoga.
Well, Conestoga started, of course, 10 years ago. It actually started in my living room with Randy Foran and I sitting around talking about how much we missed OCON, which had been Tulsa's science fiction convention that ran for quite a number of years, and wondering what we could do to start a new one. And between the two of us, we finally went out and found a donor who gave us some seed money that we eventually paid back, found Curtis Berry, who would agree to be our con chair, which was a very brave move for him because he didn't know who he would be working with or how well we would do it. Went out and found a hotel and had our party.
So what's so special about this one?
This is our 10th anniversary. It is also the 10th anniversary of Misha Merlin Press and Yard Dog Press, and we're going to celebrate all of our 10th anniversaries together.
And what are some of the things that are going to happen as a result of the 10th anniversary of all three groups?
Well, Misha Merlin is going to bring in almost all of their stable of writers, and that's exciting. That includes some potential guests like Sharon Lee and Steve Miller, Susan Matthews, Lee Kilo.
So in addition to the writers that they're bringing in for the party, who are the main guests for Conestoga this year?
David Drake is going to be our guest of honor. Robin Bailey is going to be our Toastmaster, and he was our Toastmaster at the very first Conestoga. He's quite a rascal, so we're expecting a wild ride out of Robin. Our artist guest of honor is Don Mates, and he's bringing his wife, Jannie Wirtz, who's an artist and a writer in her own right. And our fan guests of honor are Selena Rosen and Lynn Stranathan, who are also Yard Dog Press.
So you refer to Conestoga as a literary science fiction convention. Can you tell me what makes a science fiction convention a literary convention?
Well, we don't have media guests, so you won't see Star Trek stars here. We focus on the written word and the science fiction and fantasy art, and our focus is a lot on how to write, how to sell, what makes the series work, getting to meet your idols, the people that have done a wonderful job of learning to sell, like George R. R. Martin and Connie Willis and Harry Turtledove.
Those are past guests.
Those are all past guests. And maybe back one of these days.
Well, we'd love to see them again. Can you tell me more about what happens in a convention? Say I'm someone who's never been to one before. I'm listening to this. What am I going to expect to have happen?
Well, there will be at least two or three tracks of programming going on all the time. That's one of the things we have to explain to the hotel when we first book a hotel, is that we need 24-hour access because the con basically starts at noon on Friday and runs till 5 o'clock on Sunday, and there's going to be stuff going on 24 hours a day. During the day, it's panels on how to write and how to do art, and sometimes we do our favorite TV shows like Serenity or Firefly. We have an art show that runs probably from 9 till 6 every day. We have a charity auction for our charity. This year our charity are the Birds of Prey with the Royal Gauntlet.
And tell me a little bit about the Royal Gauntlet.
The Royal Gauntlet is a wonderful organization that goes out and picks up wounded birds of prey like falcons and eagles and rehabilitates them if it's possible, restores them to the wild, or if they're not ever able to be rehabilitated, they keep them as demonstration birds that they can bring to conventions and other gatherings and show people what they're like. And you can have an eagle sit on your hand at Conestoga and get your picture taken.
Wow. And you said there was a charity auction. How does that work?
People donate books and pieces of art, anything that they think might be of value to someone. Sometimes an author will donate a character that they will name after you in a book. David Weber once did a red shirt auction where he donated a character to be killed that you could name, and he would put it in his next book.
Do you know how much that went for?
That went for a lot. The person that didn't win came and gave me a very hard time later.
So do you think you might be able to talk David Drake into doing something like that?
We might. David's a pretty good guy, so we'll approach him and see what he's willing to do.
Well, that's wonderful. So you have this auction, and people come and bid. Is the money tax deductible?
Yes, the money's tax deductible for the person that spends it, and we'll gather it all and give it to the Royal Gauntlet, and they'll use it to save birds of prey.
And how much do you generally raise for the charities?
It's been up to $1,500 in the past. It varies every year. And, of course, we always hope to do more than we did the year before.
Why did you guys choose the Royal Gauntlet?
We had met them by accident one night when some of the con committee were out to dinner, and they were in costume. They come and do these shows in costume. And we got to talking to them and then realized who they were and invited them to come to Conestoga. They've come for the last 3 years just on their own nickel to demonstrate these birds for us and share them with everyone. So we thought this year we could give back a little bit of what they've given to us.
Well, that's wonderful. I wanted to kind of get back to some of the programming events. You talked about the multiple tracks of programming that happened during the day, and then things in the evening and through the night. Tell me about some of the stuff that goes on in the evening and through the night.
Well, in the evening, we have games that go on 24 hours a day. We have an entire room of TSR games, Dungeons and Dragons, Magic the Gathering. We have live action role playing that goes on all day and all night. And we have what's called filking, which is always confusing to a first-time visitor, but it's basically, filking is songs that the melodies are familiar to you, but they have science fiction or fantasy lyrics that are written to them. And some of the filkers are quite good. Mark Simmons is one of the people that comes to Conestoga that has an incredible voice, and it's always a treat to listen to him.
And I understand there's a play?
On Saturday night, there's a play. We never know what it's going to be about till right before the convention, because it's being written right up to the convention. It's always a spoof on a recent movie or TV series.
Everybody shows up for that part of it?
That is the most popular event that we have at Conestoga. It's put on by the group that is called the Penguin Playhouse, who started at Ocon. So this play has a very long tradition. And Roger Allen, who's the guiding light of it, has written the play for many, many years. It's always a group effort. It's always being rewritten right up to the last second. I have been in it now mostly for about the past 12 years. And sometimes Roger grabs me right before I go on and says, okay, this is what you do now. And it's a great tradition that nobody knows their lines, and people have to be pushed on stage, and they have to be reminded of what they're doing out there once they get out there.
And this is a costumed effort.
This is a costumed effort. We spare no expense. We have a costume budget of like $5.
And yet I've heard that the costumes are sometimes better than those in the masquerade.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Tell me about the masquerade a little bit.
We have a masquerade where people come dressed as their favorite science fiction or fantasy character. And some years it's bigger than others. Costuming is very, very popular in some areas of the country and hasn't really caught on here as well as we would like. We wish that we had more master costumers coming in attending, because the costumes can be quite beautiful. But anybody can enter. And usually we have about 15 entries, I think.
So the costume event, the masquerade event happens, and then the play is at halftime. And then after the evening event, when that's over, the convention doesn't shut down. What happens then?
Now, usually on Saturday night, and sometimes on Friday night too, we have Regency dancing. We have a con suite, and it's up on the ninth floor. People go up there and hang out and talk and visit. A lot of times our guests of honor, like last year George R. R. Martin, just go up there and hang out for hours and talk to their fans.
You talked about it being on the ninth floor. It's the ninth floor of the Radisson Hotel. Where's that located?
That is at 41st and Garnett. And it's actually the same hotel that we've been in for years, but it used to be called the Sheraton.
Ah, so that's a recent change.
That's a recent change.
And can you tell me a little bit about what people should expect when they're registering for a room?
I hear from the hotel, we've changed our weekend to from the third weekend in July to the fourth weekend in July, and I hear that we are sharing the hotel with a softball tournament.
Ah, so people need to get their reservations in early.
They are quite likely to sell out of double bedrooms because that is most popular with these visiting softball teams. So you should get your reservation as early as possible. And of course, mention that you're with Conestoga because we have a discount.
Lots of folks come and stay in the hotel, eat in the hotel, or hang out. They attend panels during the day. They go to the play at night. After the play, they go up to the con suite, or what else is going on?
Or they go to the filking room. They go play games. So there
lots going on.
There are a lot of room parties. We have an entire floor that's reserved for room parties, and that's a great tradition in science fiction cons that people rent rooms and have parties.
If you were, again, a first-time attendee, what's the process? How do you get involved? How do you register?
Well, it's best to pre-register because then when you get there, all you have to do is pick up your badge. And there's a registration form on the website that you can download, fill out, and send in your money.
So you go out there, you register online, send in your money, and
then when you arrive, you just identify yourself and pick up your badge, and then you're good to go.
Is there anything that you'd recommend people do if they're first-timers?
Well, you should get the pocket program and go through and see what events are occurring when, because there's bound to be a lot of times when there's two things on that you'll want to see and you can only pick one of them. So it kind of helps to plan out your day so that you get the most out of your experience.
And there's lots of guests. I see you have like almost 60 listed on your flyer at this point. Are there rules for how to interact with the guests if there's somebody you've been dying to meet?
Well, the best time to approach a guest is usually at their signing. We have a lot of readings. A lot of the writer guests will be doing half-hour readings, and that is a wonderful way to meet somebody, is to go to their reading, get to hear them read their own work in their own voice. And then you can go up and visit with them afterwards. A lot of times you can talk to them at panels, but they may be busy. They may have to go on to the next panel, so that's not usually as good a time.
If you could sum up what Conestoga is about in just one sentence, what would you say about it?
It's a time to gather with people that care about the things that you care about as much as you do.
And the more the merrier?
And the more the merrier.
Well, thank you very much, Kathy Wentworth, for joining us today and telling us all about Conestoga. Conestoga is a literary science fiction convention scheduled for July 28th through July 30th, 2006 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Look forward to seeing you there.
We hope that you found the interview informative and entertaining. We'll have more podcasts about the upcoming convention and interviews with a few of our attending guests. Looking forward to seeing you all at the con. For more information, our web address is www.sftulsa.org or send an email to conestoga@sftulsa.org. Again, thank you for listening.